In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
God said, let there be a light.
God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light and saw that it was good.
And the evening and the morning were the first day. So God created man in his own image. In the
image of male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it
thou shalt surely die.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, has God really said, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden?
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto
him. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
The Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed.
I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring.
It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt.
He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel.
This is the book of the generations of Adam.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. Adam.
And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness.
He became the father of a son
after his image, and called his name Seth.
Seth lived 105 years and became the father of Enosh. Enosh lived 90 years and became the father of Kenan.
And Cainan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel.
Mahalalel lived 65 years and became the father of Jared.
And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch.
Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah.
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Methuselah lived 187 years and became the father of Lamech.
And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son.
And he named him Noah, saying, this same will comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord.